Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you. Today it is Friday, May 17th, 2024. Today we're talking about the possible collapse of the U.S. homeowners insurance system. Wish I had some spooky music to play here. That's kind of scary. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Finance. In a world where probably everything will be E&S at some point. I'm just kidding. I hope I'm kidding. But Capital Premium Finance is great when you got those paid in full agency bill or full pay policies. Capital can help you out. They've got all sorts of programs. They will custom build a program for you if you need them to. They're the largest premium finance companies in the country, but boy, they've still got that small town feel. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on premium finance, and you'll get hooked up with those fine folks over there at Capital Premium Finance. All right, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about what they're calling the possible collapse of the U.S. home insurance system. So basically, a New York Times investigation found that climate change may now be a concern for every homeowner in the country. And it's interesting here because they've got this 27-minute long podcast where they're talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. But basically, the gist of it is that Ambest, who tracks the financial health, of course, of all the insurance companies in the country, they're talking about how in at least 18 states, last year's homeowners insurance market lost money. That's a big jump from 5 or 10 years ago. It could spell real trouble for insurance, for homeowners, because obviously homeowners insurance is a key part of the U.S. economy. Without homeowners insurance, you cannot buy a house because you won't get a mortgage on it. If you don't have an insurable home, you can't sell your house because nobody's going to be able to get a mortgage on it. Your cash buyers are your only buyers if this is the case. If your home is uninsurable, you have to have somebody that's A, got the cash to pay for it, B, willing to not be insured, which is crazy. It just creates a whole, chain effect of domino effect of all these different things that are going to be a big problem. And there's this interactive map that they've put up here in the state of Arizona. Annual insured losses have more than doubled over the past decade. And you can click through and see in all the different states, what the stats are for, what has gone on recently here. Losses have been spreading beyond states that have been ravaged by hurricanes and wildfires like Florida and California into places like Iowa, Arkansas, Ohio, Utah, Washington, even the Northeast, where homeowners insurance was still generally profitable. The trends are worsening. So what does this mean for homeowners? What does this mean for the homeowners insurance industry? What does it mean for the mortgage industry, for the real estate industry? I mean, this is a real serious problem here if we can't figure out how to get this under control. I don't know what the solution is. This is not a podcast where I'm coming on here to tell you what the end game is, because I have no idea. But basically, in a lot of states right now, insurers are paying out $1.25 or $1.50 for every dollar they bring in. It's not sustainable, obviously. The insurers are making changes. They're pulling back from markets. They're hiking premiums, and they're dropping customers. It becomes a real problem when you have all these things at play. So it will be interesting to see what happens. When, at the end of the day, because Florida, Louisiana, parts of California, they were the initial ones that had a difficult time getting insurance. It has crazy high cost involved. But now this is spreading, not just to those states, but like I said, states like Iowa, these different places that you would not think. Like I said, Iowa, Arkansas, Ohio, Washington, Utah, these are the worst ones It really doesn't make sense because there's no big, huge weather events, typically speaking, that take place in these states. It will be interesting to continue to see where this goes because the insurers have told us, agents, that the hard market should be over, sometime into 2024, beginning of 2025. in the homeowner's insurance realm, I don't know if that's going to be the case, because according to this New York Times investigation and Ambest, according to the investigation, they interviewed Ambest and got a lot of data from there. According to these guys, we are just at the beginning of a very big problem. I don't know what the solution is, but best of luck to the people that got to figure this out. We'll continue to sell it as you do. This has been your Daily Insurance Meditation.